What's going on, pursuers? Welcome to the Pursuit of Calling podcast, where my goal and purpose is to provide you with the strategies and tools needed to successfully discover and pursue your calling. I'm your host, Thomas Carney, and today we're talking about the benefits of masterminds. Okay, so a little bit ago, I joined a four-week mastermind on the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, which is a book written by John Maxwell. And this was with the other new members of the Maxwell team. I finished right before I went to IMC. I think I might have talked about it in a separate episode. I'm not positive, but this mastermind, honestly, it was a great experience, and I wanted to make an episode explaining it and then explaining the benefits of masterminds. So each week in this mastermind, before the session, we would read a chapter of the book. We then in the session discuss the topics and how we were applying them to our lives. And then we would then have discuss our shared goals and challenges in this vulnerable, supportive environment. Like a lot of people at some point got super vulnerable with each other, with the group. And we knew that we could because we knew we were all like-minded. So I said in a previous episode, I talked about how my excitement for IMC, where I was surrounded by like-minded people, you know, this mastermind was no different. Everyone had this growth abundance mindset. We were all like-minded. We were all in this harmony with each other. We all had shared values, and we had an abundance mindset. That means we all believed in growth, service, and the idea that we're always that there's always more for us in life. There's abundance, and then there are scarcity mindsets, you know, and scarcity mindsets. Like a scarcity mindset says there's nothing more for me, says that is more afraid of losing what you have than gaining new things. So what I really loved is that being in that environment where everybody had that abundance mindset. So what really is a mastermind? Like, what's the point? I want to say that the term was first coined coined in my notes, but it's not actually true. Napoleon Hill was not the first one to use the term mastermind, but he is the first to use it in the way of a collective, what he was calling it, like a collective consciousness. Now I know that sounds kind of weird, but you know, hear me out. So in the book Think and Grow Rich, he defined it as a coordination of knowledge and effort of two or more people who work toward a definite purpose in a spirit of harmony. There's that word harmony again, guys. Focus on that. So the key idea, the Maxwell mastermind is similar, but with a focus more on personal growth and leadership. So the key ideas where they're similar is when multiple minds come together in harmony and focus on a shared topic, growth happens faster and at a deeper level than if each person were growing alone. Growth is possible on your own, but it's much slower. Like, you ever heard the term two heads are better than one? You ever wonder why that is? Two heads are better than one because one person is going to see let's say there's a problem that needs solving. One person is going to see that problem in a solution from one direction, and the other person is going to see it from a different direction. Because of the knowledge that these two people have, there's two separate sets of knowledge and not the same people. They don't have the same mind. Therefore, they're going to see two different things and two different solutions that can then create one more well-rounded solution. That makes sense. then you can apply that to your own personal growth, or whenever you're around other like-minded people who are also focusing on growth, you're all going to be focusing on the same topic, but seeing it from different perspectives. Therefore, whenever you all discuss it together, you're going to be able to grow from the other person's perspective. And then inevitably there'll be a collective understanding that was then a more well-rounded understanding of that particular topic of growth. You might have to go back and rewind that and listen to that again, but that's exactly what the purpose of a mastermind is. So I want to, like, another great reason for a mastermind is the accountability. And guys, it's nuts how if you've never been held accountable, well, I shouldn't say everyone's been held accountable in some way, but if you've never been held accountable by somebody with a like mind that only wants you to succeed, let me tell you about my own personal experience with this from this mastermind. Our sessions were every Friday at 7 a.m. So I knew three things. I knew I had to have the chapter read. I knew that I needed to think about how to apply it to my life. And three, I was already putting some principles into action before we even discussed them, because I wanted to be able, it's not that I even wanted to say, hey, look at me, look at what I'm experiencing, look at how I'm, look at me being an overachiever and applying these things to my life. I actually wanted to apply them to my life. And then I could then share how I was, that it actually works and how it was working for me. All right. And then other people were doing the same thing. They were sharing their understandings, their takeaways from the chapters that we were reading, and then I got to gain a new understanding. And you're always taking notes on these calls too, because there's always good things being said. So these calls, they pushed everyone to follow through on their own personal growth. So that's why I said earlier, growth is possible on your own, but it's much slower. Because if you're only doing it by yourself, there's nobody there to hold you accountable but yourself. And whenever you have an external force, something external to push you forward and hold you accountable, you're much more likely to follow through on your goals. Think about that. Then there's the whole, I said it multiple times, a community in harmony, a community of like-minded people. This is a supportive community. There's growth. The growth is more sustainable when you have others supporting and they're challenging you. A mastermind is not just a space to have a conversation about a book or a particular topic. It's a safe space to share goals, challenges, and progress. Because when you share your challenges, one, other people are going to be able to give you advice. And then when you have progress, they're going to be able to celebrate you. And then that motivates you. That motivates you to then keep pushing forward. So, and then these masterminds, they keep you engaged, focused on your growth, and inspired by other people's growth. Guys, this, I'll be honest, this is the second time I recorded this episode, because the first time I just was not happy with it. And I wanted you to actually, I want you to get the understanding of what a mastermind is and why it's true and why it truly does benefit each individual person. This, Napoleon Hill put it, this collective consciousness of people focusing on one particular, in his case, focusing on one particular goal. Each individual contributes something different to that quote unquote collective consciousness, making this more well-rounded idea, more well-rounded concepts and solutions to a problem, more well-rounded concepts of growth in a particular area that you're all focusing on together. I don't know about you, but I'm getting a little excited. So what do you think? Did this concept resonate with you? Do you want to join a mastermind? I'm going to open one up. I was going back and forth on this between recordings, but I am interested in opening one up for five people. so not including myself, 5 other people to join a 4-week mastermind on the 15 valuable laws of growth. So this is essentially going to be a mastermind that I was already a part of, and I want to be a part of again with more like-minded people. This is free. Again, this is free. I just want to serve. So, and this is just me. I'm going to be right alongside with you guys. So if you are interested in joining, I want to gift you this mastermind. You know what? I'm going to hold myself accountable to this. This is funny. I'm going to open this up. It's a little early. But because of other things going on in my life, I'm going to open this up on April 27th. That is my birthday. I want to gift this mastermind to you on April 27th. That's a Sunday. So maybe the 28th, but either way, it's going to be open. It's going to be open. It's going to be my gift to you. So I'm going to talk about it again in other episodes, but get ready for that link to come out on April 27th or 28th, whenever it comes out, and be ready to join. So thank you for listening to this episode of the Pursuit of Calling Podcast Pursuers. If you like this episode, do not forget to give this episode and podcast a 5-star review wherever you listen to the podcast, most likely Spotify or Apple Podcasts. But if you can review it, leave five stars and leave a comment, because that really helps out. And I want to ask you to share it out on Instagram, at X, Facebook, wherever you use social media, share it out on there. And thank you again from the bottom of my heart for listening to this episode of the Pursuit of Calling Podcast. Keep pursuing your calling, and I'll see you in the next episode.